Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. And that number that Jimmy gave you, 1-877-917-7256. He'll repeat that at the end of the program. That's good 24/7. Leave a message and leave your number and we will always return. Or you can go to the website, freedomstreet.org, and you can do something there.
You can email us from there. Yeah.
I went blank. And you can't do that on the air, I was told by the previous host, Darren Carmack. No dead air.
Well, it's all right. There's grace for everything, right?
Yep. Or you can go, you can email us at barbara@freedomstreet.org or kimberly@freedomstreet.org or hello at freedomstreet. Thank you so much, Chris, our webmaster, for putting that in there for us. That's so fun. Oh, you are blessed to dispense. Oh, I've got to give you an affirmation, an edification here for you right at the top of the program. May the Lord fill you with confidence today. You are His. You are valuable. You are blessed. It reminds me of that wonderful scripture in Hebrews 10:35-36, casting not away your confidence. And that's not your own confidence. That's the confidence you have in your Father God who created you. And cast not away your confidence, for it has a great reward. For you have need of endurance. I know that's a word we don't like to talk about, but endurance. So that when you have done the will of God, not your will, the will of God. And Kimberly's going to talk about our purpose in this life is to do the will of God. You will receive what you have been promised by God when you give just a little time to your spirit, soul, and body. It will come, friend. It really will come because you are His, you are valuable, and you are blessed. And I would like to also tell you, thank you for the donations. And you can go online at freedomstreet.org. And the donations are now a little bit different. It's a brand new website. Thank you so much, Chris Merchant. He has been working and working, and Rachel also, getting these things, all these new programs and the new steps to get into the website for us who are working. And the donate button is now in the upper right-hand corner of that new website. And is it brown? I think it's brown, kind of a brown.
I don't remember. I was just looking at it on the mobile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for being patient and understanding. It's coming together and we're so excited about that. I think when it's through in these next couple, 3 weeks, Chris actually is going to the East Coast for a little while, but when it is through, I believe you're going to be so appreciative of all the things that are being offered, including Voice of Freedom, which are blogs that Kimberly will put on there, and they're very good. They're scripture. I don't believe that you will find anything questionable in those blogs. So thank you so much. God bless you. And I know that God is blessing you today. I want to just give our scripture for this week is Psalm 42, verse, I'm going to do 6-8 in the message. I love this. The Message translation, Psalm 42, 6-8. When my soul is in the dumps, okay, we all go through that. When my soul is in the dumps, I rehearse everything I know of you, Lord, from the Jordan River to Mount Hermon. Now we know that Jordan River is it below sea level? I believe it's close to that. Mm-hmm. It's low. It is. So then the Mount Hermon, That talks about a person who's low one day, up the other day, and low again. It's kind of a melancholy thing, highs and lows, and we see it in David's writings in the Psalms. He can start the psalm by just, my tears are on my pillow all night long, I am in grief, my enemies are surrounding me, and by the end of that particular psalm, he is up, God is good, God is with him, and God is exalted. So when you're down in the dumps, know that God is right there, and his gentle, loving, caressing care will lift you up again. And it goes on to say in Psalm 42, verse 7, chaos calls to chaos. And in the King James Version, it says deep calls to deep. Now, you feel sometimes like you can't get out of this chaos. Chaos calls to chaos to the tune of white water rapids. You feel like you're just being tumbled along. Your breaking surf, your thundering breakers crash and crush me. Then God promises to love me all day long, sing songs to me all through the night. My life is God's prayer. And I know that we've all gone through that. We just can't seem to get out of this struggle. But God is there, and we can actually say, God, you are my refuge and my strength, a very present help when I'm being tumbled around like someone in a clothes dryer, just tumbled around. But he's going to be with you, friend. He really is. He always has. He loves you. He's loved you from the very moment that you were conceived, and he's formed you for his own purpose. God bless you, Kimberly, as you talk today about God's purpose in you.
Thank you. Mm. And thank you for that introduction and that encouragement. I don't know that I'll be able to put blogs up there that are unquestionable, but thank you for that, for having faith in that. And I think it's good to question.
Yes, sometimes we need to be challenged. Mm-hmm. We really do. As long as we have scripture there with us, it's, you know, that confirms what you're saying. I love that.
I do too. And I really love to read all kinds of different genre out there and let it provoke questions in me so that I can sit with those questions and meditate on the Word of God and weigh them out. You know, I love that. It helps me learn and it helps mm-hmm. me grow.
Yes.
And we've been talking about Romans 5 this week, really looking at this. I consider this chapter to be the much more chapter. Mm-hmm. There's something so much mm-hmm. more to look forward to, so much greater. And the greater one is Jesus. I was going to say the greater thing, but he's not a thing. He is a someone.
Yes.
And that greater one is Jesus. And that is our much more that we get to cling to. We're clinging to relationship. That's what we want to know about, is relationship with Jesus, mm-hmm. being in yoke with him. Because when he says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, that's in an invitation. He folded that into an invitation mm-hmm. to say, come to me.
Come, yes.
Come to me. And so he wants us to come to him. And 2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 21, I won't read the whole part of that, those seven verses, but starting in verse 14, the love of Christ controls us. Mm. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
If he died and gave his body, shouldn't we be willing to die in him, give our bodies to him? Maybe that's part of that purpose of getting rid of all of the little wrinkles and
and the fear that would keep us clinging to our life, that would keep us clinging to what we think we need to have or how long we think we need to live. Mm-hmm. Dying, when you start talking about dying, I think people, there's
shrink
definitely
back.
A fear trigger there, right?
Yeah, there is.
There's a fear trigger.
There is.
So, I've done a lot of meditating on the Word of God in the context of dying, because I have had some physical issues in my body that have brought me to the brink of death more than once.
Mm-hmm.
More than once.
Well, and you've experienced death. Your dad died, and then Darren died, and people in your family have died. So you have experienced death in part. and what it does with mm-hmm. the grief and the fear.
Right. And so then I've taken that in myself and looked at, okay, what would that entail to say goodbye? Could I? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a hard thing to do, to sit there feeling the symptoms in your body mm-hmm. that are a result of something that has gone a little bit wrong. And medical realm might even tell you, this is what's out of kilter in your body. Mm-hmm. This is what we're seeing in our blood tests, in our graphs, in our scans that we have done. This is what we have found in your body.
Yes.
When you hear that, that's not always an encouraging word. And so then sitting with it, I've done a lot of that, because more than once, like I said, I have been really pushed close to the brink of death because of these ailments in my body. And there was one time that the Lord did lead me to a surgeon to work that out. But the other times were all just with him. And I had to imagine myself with those symptoms happening in me, feeling the pain, feeling the pressure, and saying, okay, is this it? Can I be okay with this and not try to rush around in fear, trying to find who can help me next? Mm-hmm. You know, what should I do next? What should I do? Let me just be still and know that you are God. And if this is it, I'm going to be with you in a few seconds.
I think that's what Psalm 42, chaos calls to chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Once we've been in that cycle, one thing, we try one thing and then another thing and then another thing. And then if you're taking multiple medications, then one acts against the other. And we just heard today that Hulk Hogan died and he had had 20 surgeries on his back. Hmm. And I'm saying, wow, how can a human being take
endure 20 surgeries that. That's a lot.
And still, you know, have a heart attack at the end because mm-hmm. your body just isn't able to handle all that,
right.
Your physical body.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, so being able to come to that place where you're at peace with what God wants. See, that's His will. You're putting, instead of saying, I want what I want in this situation, you're saying, not my will, but yours be done, Lord.
That's right.
And so you're letting Him have His way. And whether it's a few seconds, a few minutes, a few days, a few weeks, you're saying, it's okay. You have given me a good life here, and I am looking forward to an even better life later. So I've done a lot of work sitting with that and coming to a place of real peace, real calm in my own life.
In a Christian's life, shouldn't death be an absolutely
victory.
Joyful thing to look for?
There's victory.
Yes.
Yes.
And most Christians do not look forward to death, Kimberly.
Well, yeah, and we have to be looking to those scriptures that say, death, where is your sting?
Yes. Yes.
It has no sting anymore.
It does not.
And that, we can rejoice in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing to come to. Not many of us take the time to really sit with it and let ourselves come to it, because that means you're facing your fear. You're letting your heart pound, you're panicking a little bit, mm-hmm. and you're asking the question, what's next, Abba Father?
Yes.
What's next? So overall, humanity is really consumed with finding the right path in this life. Humans, we like to know that we are on a path that leads to a blessed life, and most of the time we're thinking of the blessed life here on this planet. And I was thinking about all those paths. Those old paths, I believe, are the old things that pass away, and the new has come.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what 2 Corinthians 5 talks about. And I was reading from 5:14 through 21, the love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. We don't have to be so clinging to our ideas and our opinions and our agendas and our plans.
Yes.
He showed us how to let go of our plans. He let go of His own human plan to be with His friends, to be with His family, to have a ministry on this earth. He let go of it in order to be taken to the cross.
Hmm.
And that was the purpose that He was born for, to fulfill. And so He went through with it, even though He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, crying out and saying, if there's another way, can we please do this another way? Hmm. You know, so if we can get to the point where we are no longer afraid of what our path looks like, if we can trust that it's really good, Jesus showed us that kind of trust and that kind of faith where even going to death on a cross was really good, mm-hmm. because the resurrection, the redemption of it, the restoration was so much better. It wasn't just for one man.
That's right.
It was for all of us. And therefore, now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. That's 2 Corinthians 5:21. And that's what we want to be looking at, is the new things to come. Those old pathways that lead us into fear, the old pathways that we're wanting to have a blessed life. Those trails and those pathways, those journeys, all lead to a destination. Mm-hmm. And that destination is not a place. It's not a thing. It's not a position. It's a relationship. It's a person. Yes. And that's the person of Jesus Christ. So we were talking about trailblazers a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And the word trailblazer, that's normally defined as a scout who goes ahead of a large group. They kind of scout out the good path, the safe path, and then others can follow them, right? Or it's someone who's willing to be innovative and invent or have a vision that yes. others can grab onto and yes. follow. So we normally think of those as trailblazers. I was thinking of trailblazer in another way, and I'm not trying to undo those definitions at all. Those are great definitions. But another way to look at a trailblazer is to understand that these paths that we were just talking about, they can become a real big distraction in our world. That path, whether it's a medical path or a financial path or purchasing a home, following a career, being educated, those paths are wonderful. They're things that the Lord has given us in this life mm-hmm. that we want to enjoy, and we want to use those paths to grow. Those paths are still just pathways. And they have a destination, and we can get so absorbed with the way or the pattern that we forget the destination. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking of this other definition of trailblazer, someone who will destroy the trail in order to point out the destination, mm-hmm. which is of greater importance. Yes. And that's what we were talking about in Romans 5. Much more. There's something much more. There's someone much more, much greater. And that greater importance is what we want to focus in on. We want to prioritize Jesus. He's of greater importance. This is what Jesus did. He showed us how to destroy the trails. And I think that's what he's talking about in Matthew 5:17. When he said to everyone around him that he did not come to destroy the law and the prophets, he came to fulfill them. Yes. The law is a path, and the prophets and what they spoke to us is a pathway. And those pathways are wonderful, and we love to memorize them and soak in them, meditate on them. We love to do that. Those pathways are good. Jesus came to show you, I am the destination. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. These are the things Jesus was saying to the people. And so that's what I am wanting to talk about. It's Jesus. And Jesus is the Son of God. God says that he is love. God is love. So when we are following paths of love, we're actually fulfilling our purpose in life.
Yes, it's like getting into the Word and trying to find a verse that will substantiate your stance. We don't get into the Word of God or the Bible to prove our point
no,
is right.
That's right.
That's something that it's gone, like you like to say, wonky, and we've gone off the path.
And that's an old way that needs to pass away so
that's
that the
right.
new life can come.
Yes.
And the new software that you like to say.
That's
I
right.
love that, Mom.
The
that's
new
good.
Software, yes.
So that the new software can take precedence mm-hmm. over the old in that's our right. lives.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, so that purpose that we want to remain focused on is love, that we were made for love. Our purpose is to live in an intimate relationship with the one that we were made for. So if we can keep that a priority in every situation, then even in reading the scriptures, when we're reading the scriptures in the Bible, if we can keep an intimate relationship with love himself as the first priority, that's when we can see real change. We can fulfill, along with Jesus, fulfill the law by loving the one who created the law.
Yes, there's a couple of views of looking at, well, I got to go get into the Word. I got to do that today. I got to finish what this day requires of so much of the Bible and so many verses. Versus someone who has truly fallen in love with Jesus and with God and can't wait to get into his love letter to them.
Right.
Yes. And they're enjoying just his presence with all the wonderful things that the Word is. I have gotten to that point in my life, Kimberly, where it used to be, well, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to fulfill all the rules and regulations. And they in part have led me to the time and the place when I'm just totally in love with him.
Right.
And I can't wait to get in his presence, whether it's at the piano singing a chorus, with it, which is a scripture, or at the study when I'm reading the Bible. Yeah.
Right. Huh.
Or when you're on the floor, you like to just spend time on the floor.
I'm on the floor a lot.
Yes, in his presence. Yes, I believe God is teaching each and every one of us how to be near him and with him. I know a brother of ours in Kansas, he loves to take that time in the night when he's gone through the day and clear his mind and his heart of all the stuff that's gone through the day. And that's so good.
Yeah, it is. I think all of those pathways we can call blessed because yes. they led to the one we mm-hmm. love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So even if we get into that routine, oh, I've got to do this. I have to have that time in the morning. I've got to have this time of prayer. I've got to have this time in study. Mm-hmm. Those are wonderful pathways. Mm-hmm. We just don't want to get stuck on the pathways.
That's right.
And try to defend those pathways and preach those pathways to everyone. I think we need to have that faith and trust that God is reaching all of his people.
He is.
He is reaching them through any pathway. And recognizing that our purpose is not a specific pathway. I was reading a post from Graham Cook. I hope you don't mind if I read this on your radio program. But it was just a really good...
Our radio.
Ours. And Jesus, yes. But this was just such a good... I just thought he said this very well, that your purpose is not a specific job or a relationship or a pathway. It's not even a specific ministry to start. Your purpose is learning to live in such deep partnership with God that his character flows through you naturally wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
The Father doesn't have a hidden plan for your life that you have to discover through perfect decision making.
Right.
He has a beautiful relationship with you where purpose unfolds as you walk with him step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what transformed my understanding. You're not behind in your purpose. You're not missing it. Right where you are in relationship with God is your purpose being lived out. Whether you're parenting or you're working or you're studying, you're serving, or just simply being on the floor.
Yes.
And Jesus gave us a beautiful example of just being still and knowing God. And that's where, you know, he told us that he didn't come to do away with all those pathways. He came to fulfill them. That's what I believe he was saying. He didn't come to do away with the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill them. And the law is a path that will help us find God. The prophets are messages that will help us be drawn to the Lord. Jesus was constantly being questioned by the Pharisees and the Sadducees because he didn't appear to be adhering to those prophets and to
right.
the law.
That's right.
But what was he doing? He was fulfilling them by being loving and kind and good and full of truth, mm-hmm. but also mercy. His heart is gentle and humble. He's meek and lowly. He declares that about his own heart. So what does that mean for us? He was showing us that the destination of all these pathways is a relationship. It's being in yoke with him. Mm-hmm. It's waiting on the Lord. And to go on with... Graham Cook. He said, the beautiful reality is your purpose isn't about finding the right opportunity. It's about becoming the right person. As God develops his character in you through every season, every relationship, every challenge, you're fulfilling your ultimate purpose.
Yes.
You don't have to stress about making the perfect choice. Every decision that's made in partnership with God becomes a part of his beautiful plan for your life.
Right.
He's good. He is that good at weaving everything together. Instead of asking, what is my purpose? Ask God, how do you want to develop your character in me today? Mm. How can I represent your heart right here where I am? What are you teaching me about yourself in this season? So your purpose isn't something to find. It is someone to become through relationship with God the Father, God the Son, who is Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, listening to them and having a constant conversation with them daily.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. Yes. I have found that true. I've had a goal and I've set for that goal, and it didn't come about how I had planned.
Mm.
But, oh, it's brought me to a wonderful place in my life and in my older life where I have purpose,
yes,
where I have fulfillment, where I can be content where I am. And Kimberly, that means everything.
It does.
It really does. And being the person that can love people around me in spite of who they are. Boy, I used to be very, very prejudiced.
I would even say in spite of who I am, in spite of my own triggers and whatever comes
yes.
up in me, I can
yes.
still choose to love.
To love. That's right. Love. Oh, it's been so good having you in the studio with me. And I know it's not going to be forever and ever, but as long as you are here, oh, I am so glad. I'm blessed and I'm happy. And I hope you listening find a wonderful joy in where you are and what you're doing. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
To Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in